Jesus at the temple. So Jesus grew and became strong in wisdom and in spirit, and God's grace was with him. When he was 12 years old, Mary and Joseph went up to Jerusalem to keep the feast of the Passover. And they used to go up with all the people from their town and village and relatives and families, etc. After the Passover was finished and they were returning, the child Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. Joseph and Mary did not know this, and supposing that Jesus had been in their group, they went a day's journey before seeking him among their relatives. When they didn't find him, they turned back again to Jerusalem, looking for him. They looked for him for 3 days and didn't find him, until finally they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. So although Jesus was the Son of God, he still was humble enough to know that you learn by asking questions, as well as listening to them, to these men who didn't probably know God as well as he did.
Which would have been on the fourth day that they found Jesus.
That's right. So, it was a long time, you can imagine. They'd have asked everyone in their company, when did you last see Jesus? Where was he? And asking around, have you seen a 12-year-old boy, and describing what he looked like when they came to Jerusalem? Well, everyone in the temple, all these teachers of the law, were amazed at how much he understood. Now, of course, Jesus understood much about the Bible because God was his father. And he, as the Son of God, because Joseph wasn't his real father, he would have known sort of naturally a lot of things about God that we don't. When his parents, Joseph and Mary, saw him, though you remember that Joseph wasn't his real father, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you acted like this with us? Your father and I have been looking for you and worrying." Now, Mary shouldn't really have called Joseph the father of Jesus, because God was his father. And Jesus said to them, "Why did you go looking for me? Didn't you know that I must be about my father's business?" What he means is, "Mummy, Joseph isn't my real daddy. My father is God. And so I've been doing his work, studying his word and teaching his word. And I'm in his house. I'm in my father's house, the temple." But they didn't understand what he said to them. So he went back with them to Nazareth and was obedient to them. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and pondered them. And Jesus grew up, increasing in wisdom and in standing with God and man. So Jesus didn't have it easy when he was little. He never had it easy, but it must have been so difficult for him to grow up knowing that he had this secret relationship with God that people didn't know about, and that he was somehow different to the other children, although he would have played with them and studied with them, and yet he knew that there was something different about him. And that's how we feel. It's not that we feel better than other people. The thing is that we know that we are God's people and that we're different.
Now, Jesus would have been like a teenager or a young adult or a kid when he said those things.
Yeah, well, he was 12. He was just about to become a teenager.
And because God was a real father, and his mummy must be very upset because he thought they lost him.
That's right. That's very true. She would have been so upset thinking, "Oh, but, you know, he's God's special son and I lost him. I didn't pay enough attention to him. Oh, I didn't keep my eye on him. I let him play with the other children and run off with them." Now, I expect all the other young people his age would have been running around Jerusalem, because they came from really not much more than what we'd call a village in Nazareth, and there they were in the big city with so many interesting things to see, but Jesus wasn't interested in those things. He wanted to go to his Father's house,
which of course was the temple.
That's right. And so when you feel alone and you know that you're with God and you feel that there's something different about you, it doesn't mean that you're better than anyone else, but you can remember Jesus, that he would have felt the same.
And God must be lonely that he can see what he's doing, because he can see all the way from heaven down to earth.
That's right. God saw all this, and he sees you and me.